Claire Holland grew up in Connecticut and knew from an early age that she wanted to be a doctor of some kind.
When I was 16, right after being a candy striper at a hospital, and I just loved the whole hospital atmosphere, I loved the idea that I could learn more about people and that they would share with me and I could really come to understand more of what their story was. How did you get here? What's going on? What are the problems? What makes you worried?
So she worked in high school on pre-med, then in college, and on to medical school. But even as she went through the arduous work of becoming a physician, Claire Holland was pursuing another dream as well.
I started singing when I was in fifth grade. I was in choirs pretty much every year, even through med school and through my residency, and that was really frowned upon. And when I went into practice, I said, okay, I'm not taking call on Monday nights.
Claire did her residency and established her first practice in Saginaw, Michigan.
I really hated medical school. They were terrible years. When I got into practice, it was like, how different is this going to be? It was different, but not enough. And by the time I'd been in practice 4 years, I had decided to close my practice and go back to school.
She started all over again as an undergraduate in music and immediately got a job conducting.
My first community ensemble was a mixed ensemble. It had music teachers in it and music students. I've always run ensembles that are auditioned because I'm looking for people that are trying to be excellent in music.
Claire was a success as a choir director. Then she was asked to come back into medicine.
They asked me if I would head up the brand new Women's Health Center at the university I was at.
But soon afterwards, Claire came to Jacksonville.
I fell in love with somebody in Florida, and he got me to move down here. I started working at Mayport Naval Station as a doctor. The Navy decided they were going to do something different. I got a call from University of North Florida, and they said, we'd like you to come teach music at UNF. And I taught music at UNF for a few years.
In a break in between jobs, Claire was invited to visit a school of massage therapy in Gainesville.
I took two steps in there, and I said, I want to do this.
So Claire Holland trained in and became certified at a third profession. This one combines the things that she likes best of her two other careers.
The way that I interact with my massage clients is so different from directing a choir or being a white-coated doctor. It's so much more gentle and nourishing. I feel like I'm a better person than I was when I was practicing medicine. I feel like I listen more.
She brings many perspectives to what she does from all the things she's done in her life.
The physician, it's the taking care of people's health, helping them find out why they hurt and how they can change that. And as a musician, they talk about the dance of a massage, that massage has to have a smoothness and a communication between the massage therapist and the patient or client. I'm always responding to them, and that's very musical.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, local specialists in carpet, grout, and upholstery cleaning.